Track 10, Lesson 5A, A History of Microfinance.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to continue talking today about the history of microfinance. But before I start, we'll just quickly go over a few points. Yesterday, I talked about the origins of micro-lending, or microfinance. So, to review, what is microfinance? As I said in our last class, microfinance generally means lending small amounts of money to the rural poor in developing nations in order to help them start new businesses. Why is microfinancing used in developing nations? Well, in most Western or developed countries, it's relatively easy to obtain credit through large banks or money-lending institutions. But in the developing world, there's often no way for legitimate small businesses to receive a loan. Microfinancing is a solution to this problem. In yesterday's lecture, I talked about how microlending began centuries ago in different parts of the world, often through families or small groups. Today, I'm going to concentrate on how microfinance, or microlending, has developed from the second half of the 20th century until now. In the 1960s and 1970s, the concept of microloans advanced when groups began to institutionalise the process. They began helping to build capital for small businesses rather than just lending for basic necessities such as food, water and clothing. In 1961, an early pioneer, Acción, was started in Caracas, Venezuela, when law student Joseph Blatchford raised $90,000 to start a community development program to help the poor to start their own businesses. Over the next 20 years, Acción set up many independent microfinance institutions and expanded across Latin America. In 1974, Dr. Mohamed Yunus came across the idea of microcredit while studying the lives of poor entrepreneurs in his native Bangladesh. First, he began by lending to groups of women, and his program soon proved that small loans could not only quickly improve lives, but were paid back with interest and on time. The next step was setting up a consistent on-the-ground program. This meant sending a representative or field manager to the prospective region to educate, advise, and oversee the loans locally. After a few members of the group were accepted for a loan, the rest had to wait for that initial loan to be repaid before they could obtain their own loans. Peer pressure from other members of the group to repay the initial loan helped to ensure success. In 1976, Dr. Yunus founded Grameen Bank, and in 1983, Grameen Bank was incorporated as a for-profit specialised bank for the poor. Since the Grameen Bank was founded, it has paid out more than $5.7 billion in loans, and more than $5.1 billion of that has been repaid, a recovery rate of approximately 89.5%. It has made more than 950,000 loans and has 6.7 million members, around 96% of whom are women. Following the success of early institutions, other microfinance organisations began to operate throughout the developing world. The United Nations called 2005 the International Year of Microcredit. And in 2006, the World Bank estimated that there were more than 7,000 microfinance institutions operating around the world.